Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramal. Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going out there?
Not much, you know. I just want to wish everybody a happy Easter, and I hope everybody, you know, enjoyed Good Friday and Passover, and, you know, basically enjoy the spring version of the holiday season. So, you know, I hope everybody's doing all right.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed this Bunny Rabbit Day, which is supposed to be a real holiday. But
exactly.
All right.
Yeah, people are more, you know, care more about bunnies and eggs instead of, you know, Jesus
candy.
Being resurrected, you know.
Yep.
But, you know, with that said, you know, hopefully everybody's enjoying, you know, the holiday. But with that, you know, with that said, you know, we talk sports and entertainment, everything else, you know, we're going to lead off with a little March Madness as, you know, the championship game between Wisconsin and Duke is going to be tomorrow night. We're also going to, you know, talk about, you know, the Rangers clinching the Metropolitan Division and also opening day with the Mets and the Yankees coming up tomorrow night as well. And and other goodies, you know, in the sports world. And of course, you guys know the number, and we're always going to end the show off with a little WWE news, a little WrestleMania recap. And you could talk about all these and more by calling the following number. And I believe, Mac, you have the number, and that is
917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189.
So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, everything else. You know the deal. But with that said, let's talk March Madness and Kentucky's impressive season. Shockingly, came to an end yesterday night when they were upsetted by the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, that was a shocker.
Oh yeah.
Well, not much of a shocker, but you know,
well, they're a good team too.
Wisconsin is a good team, but just the fact that, you know, everyone's expecting Kentucky just to win the championship and go 40-0, you know?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, obviously Kentucky's not no scrub. You know, obviously they, I believe they're, what, 36-3? So, I mean, obviously they had a phenomenal season too. But, you know, the Kentucky Wildcats, you know, they seemed like they had a date with destiny. And, but the Badgers had other plans, and they definitely put a stop, to Kentucky's quest for history.
Yep.
And Duke, on the other hand, you know, they defeated Michigan State. So, they're always the favorites, you know, because of their storied history and, you know, Coach K. And they're looking to win their first NCAA title in 5 years. I mean, you being a Yankee fan, you know the Duke is like basically the Yankees of the NCAA.
Yeah, so, you can make a case to see the Duke, Kentucky, or North Carolina, one of those three teams.
But yeah, but Duke, they have fans like everywhere, man. It's like
so does North Carolina and even Kentucky.
Oh, yeah,
I think Kentucky is more. They probably have more fans around the country than Duke has, probably.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. I mean, but it just seems like, you know, Duke fans are, I mean, everywhere. But, yeah, you know, obviously, like you said, those three are definitely, you know, some of the most popular teams, you know.
Oh, yeah.
In the country, no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to compare college teams to the Yankees, you probably have to compare UCLA since they have the most championships, right?
Well, that too, and you know they got the, they have the, you know, the history with, you know, John Wooden, and of course they had the undefeated team, you
yep.
know, the 72. So,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and obviously, that's a even better example. But you know, when you come to, you know, popularity, those teams that you said are right up there.
Oh yeah,
UCLA.
Definitely.
But in any case, who do you think is gonna win? The NCAA tournament tomorrow night.
I think it'll be Duke. I mean, I think Duke, they play better defense than Okafor, you know. I think he's going to win the championship before he gets drafted by the Knicks.
Yeah, hopefully the Knicks. The ping pongs, you know, obviously they're, you know, the odds are in the Knicks' favor, you know, with the Knicks, you know, arguably being the worst team in franchise history after they recently made that dubious mark a few days ago.
Yeah,
and you know, arguably that was the this current Knicks team is the first team in franchise history to lose at least 60 games. So confirmed, this is easily the worst Knicks team of all time.
Oh, no question.
But you know, because of Wisconsin, they basically you know prevented the Knicks NCAA tournament championship.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So Towns, you know, his dream of being, being drafted, you know, potentially by the Knicks as an NCAA champion this year, you know, that's out of the question, thanks to, you know, the Badgers.
Yeah.
But Okafor, you know, he has his shot to, you know, to fulfill his dream. But, yeah, I definitely agree with you. I believe Duke's going to win as well. And I think the Badgers' Cinderella run will end tomorrow night. A gutsy, you know, performance. I'm rooting for them, you know, but, yeah, I think Dukes get back to the mountaintop once again.
they'll win it all.
Yep, I think it's gonna be a close game until like maybe 5 minutes left into the game. Duke goes up by like 10, and then afterwards in the final seconds, Wisconsin cuts it to like 3 to 5 points, and that's about it. But you know, Duke holds on to, you know, win another title.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But with that said, shifting gears, let's talk about another team who also has championship aspirations, who was, very close of winning another title, and that is, of course, the New York Rangers. And they clinched the Metropolitan Division a few days ago, so, you know, congratulations to them.
And, yeah, you know, they're probably going to finish with the number one record in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, no doubt. It looks like it's a done deal, you know, the way how they're playing, especially, you know, how they beat upon the Devils 6-1 the other day. And, you know, the Rangers are playing the way they've been playing the whole year, basically. I mean, they, you know, when Lundqvist came back, I think they lost, his first two games back. Then afterwards, you know, these last couple, two or three games, they've rebounded and, you know, they're playing Rangers hockey.
Yep.
And Rangers are hoping to, you know, party like it's 1994.
I mean, hey, this might be the year, man. I mean, New York team hasn't won championships since 2011? Last year, win with Giants, right?
Yeah, with the Giants, right. When the Giants defeated the Patriots yet again.
Yeah, so Rangers might end that four-year drought of New York championship and win one for New York this year.
Yeah, for real. If it wasn't for the Giants and the Yankees, the New York sports teams would still be barren.
For real.
With titles.
And Rangers have a chance to bring another one to the city. And this might be the year, man. Rangers, if you think about it, they're probably the best team in the NHL right now.
Yeah, you can make a strong case for that, you know. They got Lundqvist, you know. He's back, you know, he's healthy. You know, he came back from, you know, his recent injury and, you know, the beat. So they definitely have a shot to, you know, winning the Stanley Cup and hopefully going to the Stanley Cup in two consecutive years. And hopefully this time, you know, they'll win it.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, let's talk about other teams, you know, in New York that's has championship aspirations. And like we were talking about the Yankees, are, you know, trying to get back to the mountaintop yet again. And they're going to start their season tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be all focus is going to be on A-Rod, see how he plays. Tanaka will start tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, people are afraid that, you know, he might have the sophomore jinx, you know, because, you know, in addition to him being injured, you know, last year missing the rest of the season, when he had an impressive season when he won 12-3, but then he had an injury which, you know, cost him the rest of the year and possibly the Cy Young Award.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's definitely looking to prove the critics, including Pedro Martinez, who, you know, who thought, you know, thinks that, you know, he's pitching, afraid because of the injury.
Right.
And I believe his former teammate, Pedro's former teammate Schilling, said the same thing. They feel like he might be afraid, you know, that he might re-injure himself. I mean, if that is true, you know, you can't blame him because, you know, he had a successful career in Japan, but this is the first time, you know, last year was his rookie season.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't, if that's the case, you know, you can't blame him, but Tanaka feels confident, you know, that he, you know, he's all right. So, you know, you got to take his word for it.
Hey, I think he'll be all right. You know, the guy has been a great pitcher since he pitched in Japan. I don't see any sophomore jinx.
Yeah, I agree with you. And as a result of Tanaka starting, CC Sabathia's six opening game starting streak will end tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he's gonna pitch the second game of the series.
Yeah, so, it'll be good to see how CC how he pitches this year. He's put on some weight again, which hopefully will help his power. Because people think he lost some of his power when he lost some of that weight. So we'll see how he pitches this year.
And Yankees are hoping to, end their drought since 2009.
Yeah.
And on the other, the crosstown, the Mets, they're opening their season in Washington against the Nationals, the team they need to beat in order to win the division this upcoming year. The Mets are optimistic despite losing Wheeler to Tommy John surgery in the off season. Plus, Matt Harvey is back from his injury, and he's gonna start the third game of the series because Bartolo Colon he's gonna pitch opening day tomorrow afternoon, and he's gonna be the oldest Met pitcher to start opening day, and then afterwards. The next game is going to be DeGrom and then Harvey. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that should be interesting to see. Zach Wheeler is out for the season, and you have to see how Matt Harvey pitches, come back from that Tommy John surgery, and see how DeGrom performs if he has a sophomore jinx, It'll be interesting to see what happens with the Mets pitching staff. Which is supposed to be a good pitching staff this year.
You got Colon, who's a gutty veteran, and you got DeGrom, who's the reigning Rookie of the Year. Then you got Matt Harvey, who's even though he missed the entire season last year because of the Tommy John surgery. And then you got G, who's rumored to be traded, but due to the injuries, he's gonna pitch in the rotation. And you got Nice, who's a decent lefty who has potential to be a real good starter.
Oh yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, so Mets have a chance to do some good things this season if they live up to their potential.
Yeah, they do.
But with that said. Talk, WrestleMania, man.
WrestleMania.
What's your thoughts on WrestleMania, man?
I thought it was a good WrestleMania. All the matches were great. The whole pay-per-view was great. I can't complain. My favorite match of the night was probably Randy Orton match. That RKO might go down as the greatest RKOs of all time.
Yeah, man. Get no arguments for me because, it's right up there with the one he gave Evan Bourne a few years ago on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I didn't think that there could be any RKO that could surprise me, but that one came out of nowhere. I mean, you gotta give the award to Seth Rollins, man. The way how he pretend like he botched the curb stomp and he perfectly landed his foot on Randy Orton's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Got catapulted in the air and caught the most amazing RKO. You'll love to see.
Sweet as candy.
Like Bobby Abreu. John Sterling. But yeah, it was a great pay-per-view. You had that match. You had the Battle Royale for the Andre Giant. You had Damian Sandow finally turning on Miz.
Mm-hmm.
And, Big Show won. I was rooting for Miz Dow, but it makes perfect sense for Big Show to win it, with the whole comparisons with him, with Andre the Giant, ever since his WCW days. So it makes perfect sense.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of other things. Oh, yeah, AJ and Paige competed in a tag team match against the Bella Twins, and you know, a few days ago, AJ revealed that she retires from WWE and from wrestling. So congratulations to her.
Yeah, I thought it would have been sooner, but, you know.
Yeah.
Fortunately, she had some issues with WWE. And so, yeah, she finally decided to part ways.
Well, the rumor I'm hearing is that she's secretly pregnant, but don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. So, yeah, that seems like that's a rumor.
Way to go, CM Punk.
Congratulations if that's true. You know, to her, CM Punk, if that's the case. Let me see what other matches. Oh, the Intercontinental Ladder match. Daniel Bryan won that, you know, that was an impressive match. And, you know, that's going to elevate the Intercontinental back to its prominent ways back in the, you know, in the ever since the last time it's been prominent is probably since the Ruthless Aggression era, probably.
Yeah.
But congrats to Daniel Bryan. You got Cena defeating Rusev as we all expected. And looks like WWE is trying to elevate the United States title and the Intercontinental title, which is long overdue, and apparently Cena's going to remodel the United States Championship, which to me, it doesn't look bad. I like to look at the United States title. It looks way better than the tag team or the Divas title, but, you know, they're going to remodel it for Cena, apparently.
Hey, what, they got to change the color or something? What's going on?
They're
going
to change the look of it. I don't know how. Maybe it's going to be debuted tomorrow night on Raw. We'll wait and see.
Interesting.
My favorite match of the night was Sting and Triple H. You know, the only thing I'm not happy about is that Sting lost. But, you know, it was a great moment. You had NWO versus DX interfering. You know, I like that. You know, of course, you know, Shawn Michaels also interfered. You know, the forefather of DX, King Sting, towards the end of the match. And, you know, Triple H defeated Sting when Sting did a Stinger splash. But unfortunately, Triple H used one of the broken sledgehammers that Sting broke with his baseball bat to, you know, get the pinfall. And oddly enough, Sting shook Triple H's hand, even though Triple H cheated. I mean, even though it is a no disqualification match,
right?
But, I mean, you know, it was kind of odd to see him shake his hand. You know, I guess, you know, because it was a great match. I guess that's the reason.
Yeah.
But it was a great, you know, WrestleMania moment. Let me see what else happened. Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt. That was a good match. You know, slow, methodical. But I heard that Bray Wyatt had an ankle injury, and he basically was, you know, fighting through the pain, you know, through that match. So that would explain why it wasn't as quick, you know, that I expected. Even though, you know, they're both big men, you know. But I thought it was going to be a little bit more faster. But that, you know, definitely explains, you know, how the match was a slow,
right?
You know, slow type of match. But it was a good match. You know, you got to give the credit to Bray Wyatt. They definitely carried that whole rivalry because Undertaker didn't make an appearance until WrestleMania. He didn't cut any promo or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, you know, it was a very good match. You know, they did what they had to do. They entertained the fans. You know, basically Undertaker didn't say any speech, but you knew what it was all about. Undertaker wanted to show that he was still the dead man. He was still the face of fear. You know, basically Bray Wyatt will have to wait another WrestleMania to prove that he is the new face of fear.
Yeah.
And Bray Wyatt is currently 0-2 at WrestleMania so far. Let me see what other matches were there. The tag team match, Cesaro retained the title, the tag team title. Cesaro and Tyson Kidd retained the title.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what other matches were there. Before Cena, the championship match, is there a match I'm forgetting?
That's about it. Yeah, you covered all the. Yeah, you got the tag team, IC, the US, and the main one, the championship.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that was an impressive match too. Man, Roman Reigns lived in Suplex City, man. Brock Lesnar was straight up dominating, man.
For real.
He was dominating range more than I thought he would.
And then whooped ass.
And just when Reigns was getting a rally going with the Superman punches and the spear, that's when Seth Rollins surprised me and cashed in the Money in the Bank. What didn't surprise me is that he cashed the Money in the Bank. I expected that he might do that maybe tomorrow, you know, the last week's Raw or after WrestleMania. But what surprised me was that he did it during WrestleMania and officially turned it to a triple threat match. It surprised me. His music came out. I'm like, whose music is that? And then he started running. I'm like, oh, shoot, he's about to cash in the Money Bank now.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. I thought Roman Reigns was going to win the title that night.
I thought so, too. Well, the rumor is that they changed it hours before the match. Like, Reigns was supposed to win, but WWE changed the match. And so Brock Lesnar knew all along, when he re-signed, but apparently Reigns found out hours before the match.
Mm.
And apparently what I read, online is that Roman Reigns' father was upset and some of the family members are upset because, they expected Reigns to win, but apparently I guess they didn't know about that Reigns was going to get screwed by Seth Rollins, so that's the rumor that they were offended. But thinking there's a wrestling business, they should know anything is possible.
Exactly.
But
twist,
Yeah, it was. And the way he caught that RKO, he deserved
yeah.
that.
For real.
But
Roman Reigns will probably still get his shot to win the championship,
I think he'll win it. I think he'll win it at SummerSlam.
I think so.
The Barclays Center.
I think so.
But yeah, it was a great championship match. Brock Lesnar looked strong. They didn't make him look weak because it would have looked fake if they made him all weak all of a sudden. The way he dominated Cena and Undertaker, in the past, and even Seth Rollins in that triple threat match a few months ago, between him and Cena. But Brock Lesnar looked strong. Reigns, even though he was dominated, Reigns looked like he channeled his inner Mick Foley. He looked like he enjoyed living in Suplex City. Smiling at him. Brock Lesnar was bloodied. It looked like a classic old school match. And Seth Rollins, he was like a vulture. He just came in and picked the bones of, the wounded warriors and got his first ever title reign,
Yeah, he stole that title.
Yeah, he sure did. And then Monday Night Raw, the aftermath of Seth Rollins refusing to give Brock Lesnar a title shot on Raw, which would have been Brock Lesnar's first ever match on Raw since like a decade ago. Seth Rollins did a typical heel move and, canceled the title match because he was tired. And, it was a great pay-per-view, on WrestleMania, and Brock Lesnar followed it up with another memorable Raw moment by losing his mind and attacking everybody other than Paul Heyman and the lady, female, ring announcers like Eden or Lillian. Other than that, everybody was fair game. He attacked J&J Security. He F5'd Michael Cole. He F5'd the cameraman. And then, Stephanie suspended him. And he just demolished the announcer table and the announce team. I mean, it was pandemonium. And I think it happened in the first hour of Raw. So that, really set the tone. Raw last week was awesome. The only weak link was the main event.